Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And here we are once again. It is indeed Saturday, 9 o'clock. Yeah, not crackerjack. Jumping in the best in modern and contemporary jazz. And I think we're thinking all loved up this evening.
Yes, welcome along to this week's passionate edition of Jumping In. As all you romantics out there, prepare to be disappointed by the petrol station flowers and chocks as a sign of your life partner's burning love and perhaps failing memory. Hopefully not the case for everybody. We hope you enjoyed the Tommy Smith special last week, and for any listeners in Edinburgh, if you're quick, you can nip out now and try and get a ticket to catch Tommy for Live at the Jazz at St James tonight and listen to us on the podcast later. So, what's been fanning your romantic embers this week's H? Or is it just a drafty hole in your gardening shorts?
It could be both, to be honest with you. Well, I thought, being love is in the air, I'll do it for your love, with the printmakers.
Very kind of you.
My heart belongs to Daddy. Well, true words never spoken. And two in one, it's a new release out of Bill Evans, some of this continuing wonderful releases of his unheard works, the 1969 Netherlands recordings. And it just so happens to have My Funny Valentine on it.
Strange that there seems to be more releases from Bill Evans since he passed away than there ever was when he was alive. But there we are. And for me, well, we add fuel, pop a cork, say a prayer. And to get us in the mood, here's the Asuka Kakitani Jazz Orchestra with Bloom.
Try saying that twice.
Lucky to get it the first time. We'll be right back. Yes, that was Bloom from the Asuka Kakitani. I said it twice, you see. Jazz Orchestra, and that's the title track of her debut album from 2013, Bloom. Hailing originally from Osaka, Asuka was introduced to the piano by her mother, and in her own words, it was just kind of playing around until she got to the age of about 19, where she discovered the music of Bud Powell, and her wish to learn to play like him led her to apply to Berklee, where she later qualified. She met and married, love is in the air, as we said, trombonist and composer J.C. Stanford, and the pair spent several years in New York honing their craft and getting their big band orchestra out on the road. But after the birth of their daughter, they moved to Minnesota to be near her husband's family, and they have a new jazz orchestra called Iñatas, and I'll hopefully get something from that soon.
Wonderful stuff. And, well, funnily enough, staying in the year 2013, as we head west, well, we're heading to the Lake District to be exact. Westerly, the Printmakers, an all-star group, Norma Winston on voice, Nicky Isles piano and accordion, Mark Lockhart on tenor sax. He's just had a new one out, I think, on Audition, which has been getting great reviews. Very different sort of vibe, it has to be said. The great undersung guitar hero Mike Walker on guitar, Steve Watts on bass and banjo, and the ever-present James Madron on drums and percussion. And it is, of course, all about the love this evening. So, let's do the Paul Simon classic, I Do It For Your Love. Thank you.
spheres. Love emerges and then it disappears. But I do it for your love. I do it for your love.
Terrific stuff. I've always liked Norman Winston. Never been a great fan, if I'm honest, of the jazz vocals. Gregory Porter, all respect to him, he's doing incredibly well and has managed to do that magic trick of crossover in that he seems to be respected by the jazz audience and has a huge popular audience following as well who aren't really into jazz at all but still love Gregory Porter and I'm sure is doing very nicely out of it and all credit and power to his elbow. Doesn't particularly work for me. I don't feel the desperation to go out and buy the next Gregory Porter album, but Norma Winston, of one of the few modern jazz vocalists I've always enjoyed, along with Karen Krog, and then people like Sid Slenderson, where you can argue the toss about whether she sort of does poetry, musical poetry, actually sings. Wonderful stuff in her case with fine lineup with the Print Makers, recorded in the Lake District. I think there's a couple of volumes. I couldn't find the other volume of the Print Makers, but I think it is out there. I do it for your love, and she said it was inspired by the wonderful Bill Evans version of this classic Paul Simon song.
And we've caught up with Nikki on a few occasions, and she's a lovely lady, very nice to talk with and involved in all kinds of projects. She still has a big band, she still has the Printmakers listed on her website, but I had a feeling, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, I'm sure I read in this month's Jazzwise that she's now in with Artemis, that all-female band that had one album out on Blue Note.
I think she might be. Funnily enough, I've got a bit of Melissa Roldana coming up before the end of the show, all things well, and she started off in Artemis, but has now left.
Ah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, another pianist who I really like, actually, is Helen Sung, a native of Houston. Helen is of Chinese descent, and after attending Houston's High School for Performing Arts, she went on to gain an undergraduate and a master's in classical piano at the University of Texas. And it was while she was a student she discovered jazz, and then went on to the Thelonious Monk Institute, toured India and Thailand with Herbie and Wayne, so we can rest assured that she knows her stuff. From a recent release, Quartet Plus, here's Feed the Fire. Thank you. Ellen Sung and a quartet with Feed the Fire from her Quartet Plus album released last year. And as you may have gathered, the plus bit is in fact a string quartet, a real swinging album actually, and I like the writing really incorporates the strings as an essential element in the music, never sounding like an embellishment or a novelty. The album is her seventh out as a leader and in homage to, in her words, landmark women in jazz: Mary Lou Williams, Jerry Allen, Marion McCartland, Carla Bley and Toshiko Akiyoshi. True pioneers and giants all. And the track we just heard was in fact a Jerry Allen composition. What a great brand too. John Ellis on sax and flute, David Wong on the bass, Kendrick Scott, driving drummer, we've had him on before, on the drums, and the excellent Harlem String Quartet, not forgetting of course Helen on piano.
Cracking sound, really enjoy that, really nice. I'll try and dig that one out and hear more from her. Very good, always something new here on Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz with a Chris and H. It is of course our Valentine's love special, and here's something you might say to your Valentine: you're my everything. Thank you. Terrific stuff. I told you Melissa Aldana would be appearing soon. No sooner did I say it than there she was with her Crash trio from a few years ago. Got a brand new one out, of course, on Blue Note, which I think is forthcoming in March. I haven't actually seen it yet, but it, I know is out very shortly with her own band. This is her first on Blue Note, having hit the big time, I think, after doing several albums that she had, I doubt. I've got two or three, and I had the great pleasure of seeing her live in the Pizza Express a few years ago. Didn't have a chance to do an interview with her, unfortunately, but very fine it was there as well. I think in a trio setting. But the Crash trio have enjoyed it. She's done two or three of those. Melissa with Pablo Menares on bass, Francisco Miller on the drums. And You're My Everything was the track there, which might well be very appropriate, of course, if you are celebrating Valentine's. Melissa herself, of course, hails from Latin America and a massive Sonny Rollins acolyte, as you might well have imagined from that sound. But the more she matures, the more she plays, I suppose the more she finds her own sound.
Very nice indeed. Yes, we're wallowing in romance here at Jumping In tonight. And I don't really mind you didn't bring flowers, but you might have brought chocolates, H. But never mind. Now, there is no doubt that inspiration can come in many forms, but being asked up on the stage by New Orleans piano legend Alan Toussaint must be up there, I guess. While still green out of university, our next pianist went on the stage when Toussaint asked a number of the audience, were there any pianists out there who'd like to step up? And he went up along with four other brave souls, and our man was fourth as Alan was playing a boogie-woogie bass and giving the guests 12 bars each. But when our boy got the chair, he kept encouraging, saying, keep going, and he got another four extra choruses. Where did that lead him? Well, to Birdland, of course, and here he is with Something for the Lady, Days of Wine and Roses. So who was that? Did you recognise him? Any guesses from anyone? Joe Alterman. Not a household name perhaps yet, but solidly building his career with Henry Mancini's Days of Wine and Roses there. After his graduation, Joe got a job in New York's legendary Birdland Jazz Club, but not as a musician. I think he was waiting tables or taking bookings. But it was a Christmas party at Birdland when, knowing he was an aspiring pianist, they booked Joe, which proved to be the jump-off point for his career. The Upside of Down, Joe Alterman Trio Live at the Birdland, is out now. And at just 32, I'd say we're going to hear a lot more from him in the future.
Yeah, amen to that. Fine sound, good swinging sound, straight ahead, and nothing wrong with that at all. From a man who might not be a household name, to a man sadly no longer with us, but who certainly was. Paul Motion, the wonderful drummer who played, of course, with Bill Evans and then went on in later years to have the fantastic trio with Joe Lovano, Bill Frisell, as well as numerous quartets. And he loved 5, 6, 7, I lost track of the number of albums he did, celebrating the music of Broadway. This is from Volume 1. Paul Motion on Broadway, Volume 1. And what else but My Heart Belongs to Daddy.
Thank you. Hello, this is Joe Lovano, and you're listening to Manx Radio with H and Chris jumping in. Thank you.
Bill Evans, of course, at the keyboard. The great and, I think, recently passed, unfortunately, Eddie Gomez. I think he died last year from memory, yeah, on the bass. And still with us, as far as I'm aware, Marty Morell on the drums. On the latest, came out last year, I think, on what seems to be an endless supply of recordings of Bill Evans, never before released. Bill Evans' Behind the Dykes is this one, the 1969 Netherlands recordings. It follows ones from Ronnie Scott's in London and Black Forest and Hilversum tapes, all double CDs, all beautifully produced and all well worth checking out. Wonderful stuff. Before that, of course, My Funny Valentine, we had the wonderful Paul Motion with Joe Lovano, who we heard from briefly as well, on tenor, Bill Frisell guitar, Charlie Hayden bass from Volume 1 of On Broadway. My Heart Belongs to Daddy, and it is all about the love for this coming Valentine's on Monday.
And you can't go wrong with any Paul Motion or indeed any Bill Evans. Well, that's about it for this romantic edition of Jumping In. But before we head for bed, here's a track from the latest release from our old friend Neil Cowley, a solo project working with his first love, the piano, but with plenty of effects and electronics thrown in for good measure. The album's called Hall of Mirrors, and we'll leave you with Prayer. See you next week.
Be good.
Bye for now.